Everlasting Light, King Charles' first Christmas address pays tribute to late Queen and Christ's message of selfless service. By Kurt Zindelka on December 25, 2022. In his first Christmas address to the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth as monarch, King Charles III recalled the deep faith in Jesus Christ held by his late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, and the virtue of service to our fellow man in order to fulfill the promise of the everlasting light. In a speech delivered from the Chapel of St. George at Windsor Castle nearby where the late Queen is laid to rest, King Charles, 74, paid tribute to his mother, who reigned for 70 years and 214 days, the longest of any British monarch. Christmas is a particularly poignant time for all of us who have lost loved ones. We feel their absence at every familiar turn of the season, and remember them in each cherished tradition, the King said. In the much-loved carol O Little Town of Bethlehem, we sing of how, in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. My mother's belief in the power of that light was an essential part of her faith in God, but also have faith in people, and it is one which I share with my whole heart. It is a belief in the extraordinary ability of each person to touch with goodness and compassion the lives of others and to shine a light in the world around them. The speech not only marked the King's first since ascending to the British throne in September, but also the first instance of a King of the United Kingdom delivering a Christmas message on television. His late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, was the first British monarch to deliver a televised Christmas broadcast in 1957, some 25 years after her father, George V, became the first king to have his Christmas message sent out over the radio. The central theme of the message was the Christian message of selfless service to others, which is perhaps the most defining feature of the reign of Queen Elizabeth II. The King said that this is the very foundation of our society, saying, "We see it in the selfless dedication of our armed forces and emergency services, who work tirelessly to keep us all safe, and who perform so magnificently as we mourn the passing of our late Queen. We see it in our health and social care professionals, our teachers, and indeed all those working in public service whose skill and commitment are at the heart of our communities. And at this time of great anxiety and hardship, be it for those around the world facing conflict, famine or natural disaster, or for those at home finding ways to pay their bills to keep their families fed and warm, we see it in the humanity of people throughout our nations and the Commonwealth, who so readily respond to the plight of others. I particularly want to pay tribute to all those wonderfully kind people who so generously give food or donations, or that most precious commodity of all, their time, to support those around them in greatest need, together with the many charitable organizations, which do such extraordinary work in the most difficult circumstances. Our churches, synagogues, mosques, temples, and gurdwaras have once again united in feeding the hungry, providing love and support throughout the year." The King went on to recall his own experience feeling the light of Christ, recounting when he visited Bethlehem and the Church of the Nativity. "There I went down into the chapel of the manger and stood in silent reverence by the silver star that is inlaid on the floor and marks the place of our Lord Jesus Christ's birth. It meant more to me than I can possibly express, to stand on that spot where, as the Bible tells us, the light that has come into the world was born," he said. King Charles, who is the head of the Church of England, concluded by saying that while Christmas is of course a Christian celebration, the power of light overcoming darkness is celebrated across the boundaries of faith and belief. So whatever faith you have, or whether you have none, it is in this life-giving light and with the true humility that lies in our service to others, that I believe we can find hope for the future. Let us, therefore, celebrate it together and cherish it always. With all my heart I wish each of you a Christmas of peace, happiness, and everlasting light." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.